A crowd of about 100 crammed into the small Horseshoe Cafe in downtown Southport. This was their reaction when U.S. goalkeeper Tim Howard made a spectacular save in the second half. That was immediately followed by this, as German striker Thomas Müller, in a perfect position, pounced on the rebound, blasting the ball past Howard into the U.S. net. That goal made the difference in the match, but U.S. fans, including Caitlin Contico of Fairfield, were also keeping an eye on the Ghana-Portugal match that was playing simultaneously on a couple of screens in the room.
You know, I was rooting for Ghana a little bit. I'm upset for Ghana. My heart breaks a little bit for them, but I'm definitely happy that the U.S. is going on.
That's because the result ended up helping the U.S., which finished Group G tied with Portugal on points for second, but with a better goal difference after holding the Germans to only Mueller's 18-yard strike. But some fans, including Eric Sanders of Trumbull, don't hold much hope for the U.S. going further than the round of 16.
It's still a good team, a good collection of talent. But other than that, we're still kind of years behind the other countries, you know?
That didn't dampen his friend Sarah Frasco's appetite to keep rooting for the U.S.
It seems like every 4 years we all become really interested in soccer as Americans. It really brings people together. It's a good atmosphere here.
The next U.S. match will be at 4 p.m. on Tuesday. Ebong Udana, WSH News.